This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Good people of THM, producer John here, sitting in once again for the ever-disappearing Danny Valdez. Guys, what's going on with that guy, man?
Well, he's a movie star, John.
Oh, no. I keep forgetting that.
Yeah. He's What If You Coulding. He's out there What If You Coulding, you know?
So Ryan Seacrest called again?
Yeah. No, actually, Danny will be back, of course, but Danny actually has been doing some acting and got a big part in a movie.
Yes.
So when it comes out, we're going to tell you all about it. You can go see your Danny boy on the big screen, or I think it might be for TV. I'm not sure. But
nonetheless, so exciting. Go, Danny.
All right.
What If You Could, Danny?
I know, What If You Could, right?
Well, welcome to The Party. I'm going to get out of the way and let you guys do your thing.
And we have a good one today. We've been lately, like, you know, talking about the things of the spirit, the things of the mind, talking about the background to why we do this, right? Because isn't it 90% all in the mind of like, our thoughts?
Totally.
Serene, we just came back from California and Serene's just saying totally every second.
I don't even do that. I'm not one of those people that like go to France and pick up some kind of French twist to their way of speaking. Like literally.
Like
totally. We went to California and it wasn't something I was trying to do. I don't even think it's cool to say totally, but every second word has been totally.
I don't know what it was.
What did I say before? Totes?
I think you did, or you said, yes, exactly, Pearl. You said things like, Pearl, right on,
exactly.
Too right, 100%.
100% is what I said, yes.
Yeah, you were 100%.
Yeah.
But today we're going to get practical, everybody, and I know this happens to you. Well, maybe it doesn't if you're like Planner Pamela.
Yeah.
But we love our Planner Pamelas.
But Pearl,
but you don't need to listen
Pearl
to this
ain't no Pamela Planner.
I am not.
And I especially just fly by the seat of my pants.
Yeah. And so what happens, you get to like 4:30, 5 p.m. I mean, your
call
day.
Call it 6, why don't you?
Even 6, although the children are literally starving at 6, Serene.
No, because sometimes we might eat a big thing at 3 afternoon and
okay,
after the snack turns
the
into
hours
a meal.
Between 5 and 6:30. You do not yet have dinner ready. You don't even have an idea, okay?
You don't even realize the name of the day, what day of the week it is.
Yeah. Okay, and so that is often the time where you make mistakes. You're like, well, oh, sorry, it's too late. I didn't
plan.
Calling pizza. Honey, can you go through the drive-through? Honey, can you? Oh, let's just get that block of mac and cheese. I can't do this.
You know what's the uh-oh moment?
It's the uh-oh.
It's ouchy and it's painful and it's, yeah, Pearl's right. It's where we fall off of the
but
wagon.
Fall no more. Serene and I have our top 10, uh-oh, it's dinner time and I'm not prepared meals.
Now, these are pretty personal. We didn't like scour through our books and think, uh-oh,
there would
be some good meals we could choose for them. No, this is just literally what we do.
There are no recipes. We're not sending you to page 246 of Trim Healthy Mama here or another book. We are just telling you what we do off the seat of our pants. There won't be special ingredients. There will be basic foods. This will be short prep, and it will be yummy, and you can do this.
Can I start?
Serene, I was going to start, but you're number one. Okay.
But guess what? The last shall be first, and the first shall be last, Pearl.
Okay.
That means I should be going last. Anyway, my first little...
Number one, everyone, get your pencils and
number
paper.
Number one. And don't spew as soon as you hear this word. If you just don't like the ingredients I use, just change. Tilapia and non-starches, okay?
That's the name of your meal.
Pan, a huge baking pan. These are like one of these ones you see at, like, if you get catered food for a wedding, those kind of big silver pans.
Okay.
But you could use your regular Pyrex.
You do the big pan because you have such a huge family.
Yes, and I have no time to thaw because guess what? Remember, I forgot. It's my uh-oh moment.
There is no thawed meat in uh-oh moments. We have to
yes.
keep that in mind.
So I put the tilapia because tilapia is thin. It's a flaky white fish, you see. I wouldn't do any thick salmon pieces or big,
a lot of people,
though,
Serene, they have issues with tilapia. They think it's really inferior fish.
I know, but I actually read in a book.
Yes.
What was a Dr. Perricone?
Right.
And he was talking about out of all the farm-raised fish, that tilapia was not as fed the junk.
It's definitely been given a bad rap on the internet. I actually have a friend that farms tilapia, and she's like, the things they say about it, this is not true. But listen, if
but
you want to believe that, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
You can get another white flaky
fish.
Yeah.
You know, I saw that at at Walmart.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, S-W-A-I. I don't know. I mean, we don't necessarily want a bottom sucker fish.
No, but anyway, you know, who just cares? Flight wake,
this is the point. My point being is, are owls wreck you more than tilapia?
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So tilapia and non-starches, I put the tilapia on the bottom. I actually just spray the pan out real quick with a little non-stick healthy coconut oil, and I put the tilapia down, and then I put a few seasonings on the tilapia. Anything I want, black pepper, cayenne pepper, onion powder, garlic powder, a little soy sauce, a little hot sauce. Like, I go to town. Anything. It's no specific recipe. And then I get a bunch of non-starches frozen, because the frozen just melts
good
down.
Good for you.
And but they're, you know, good, organic if you want, packed fresh from the farm. And I just do broccoli, cauliflower, or cauli rice is a good one because it just breaks down really easy. I love Brussels sprouts. So I have, I mean, just whatever. Is it peas for you? What is it? Your favorite non-starchy?
So you are putting this fish, frozen fish, on your pan and then pouring the veggies around it?
Sides. This is a casserole
baking pan.
Dish. Yes.
And so you're pouring
frozen
your veggies around.
Everything's
it.
Frozen, mate.
Wow.
Frozen. Stick all your spices in and dollop butter on top.
Okay.
This is an S meal. So you can dollop it good,
or coconut oil
or red palm oil, but you're not going to use that, but I do.
How do you bake it?
I bake it, like, at first I turn her up, man, 400.
Yeah.
And I get a thawing out and cooking and getting all the juices going and everything. And then after I feel like it's getting going, I might turn it down or I might not. But I just keep stirring it every, like, 15
minutes.
Oh, so
you toss. Does the fish break up then? Because fish is very breakable.
Yeah, you know, it breaks up.
Oh, so this is like a...
It ends up being like the most amazing, succulent, looks like you had like a skillet top dish.
Wow, so the fish starts to break up into the veggies.
And while it's baking, I quickly boil up a lovely pot of brown rice for my children. And then what I do for my – usually brown basmati because it's a lovely flavor. And so what I do for my husband is I put one or two tablespoons on top, and it kind of has a good texture.
Yes.
You know? And or you could use up to a quarter of a cup for an S helper or something.
Right.
But yeah, and my children have it with brown rice all through it and throw on the extra soy sauce when it comes out. It's delicious. Frozen fish and veggies.
Now, can I just ask you one question? The fish cooks quicker than, like, say, a piece of broccoli. So does that matter in the end? Because it's getting all tossed? No.
It doesn't matter in the end. This is uh-oh.
And you've got a good amount of, yeah, it's uh-oh, and it all comes out in the wash.
Oh, and do you know what's really good? Frozen spinach.
Oh, yes.
The spinach is amazing. Spinach, broccoli, and collie are my favorite, and a few peas, green peas.
Could you put, like tomatoes from a can in there too?
Oh, you could put, like, anything.
Okay, so that was number one. And that was your...
Guess what? I've had people over for dinner after an uh-oh moment like that, and they love that.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds delicious. I've never made that, and I'm going to.
And the purist-y self, I do the tilapia even though I'm a purist. Guess why? Like I said before, it's better than husband bringing home pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so this will be number two, guys. Cabbage and sausage, but you can put bacon in there too, and it's a skillet meal. We did sort of put this in the second book, but there is no recipe to it, okay? So I use turkey sausage, and if you want to put some bacon in there too, throw that in your pan. I actually season it a little more, maybe some Cajun seasoning, and throw it in a big skillet, and so brown it. That is going to take you 4 minutes, less than 5 minutes to brown it, because these meats are already pre-cooked, right? Take them out, put them on a big plate, and now get your cabbage. Often we all always have like one of those cabbages rolling around at the bottom of the fridge.
Of course you do, because you buy it and you never use it. So it's going to be there.
Or you can use the bagged coleslaw. Now throw that into the skillet with the nice seasonings from, you know, the pan is already well seasoned. You could put a little butter in there if you need to. Cook it. It will take you less than 10 minutes, probably 5. Then toss the two together. Oh, my goodness. You have a meal.
Amazing.
It was a 10-minute meal, and it's delightful.
And can I just tell you another idea if you're a fish lover?
Okay.
Okay. And you don't have bacon and sausage in your fridge, which is something I rarely have.
Okay, because I have
done
it.
That same delicious meal with canned salmon, wild salmon,
really?
Alaskan
cabbage.
Salmon. Ha ha. So good. Amazing, especially if you have red palm oil and you make it like really kind of ethnic. It's so amazing, but just with butter too, it's really yummy.
Oh, I can see that.
Oh, yeah, it's really yummy.
Okay, number three, Serene.
That's quick. Okay, so taco salad night is a go-to for me. It's so
See, my number three was taco salad too, so let's
describe it. Do you know why I love our taco salads? Because it's when the children cook for me.
Oh.
Because they love to do it. I have one person that quickly just like fries up the, not fries, browns up the ground beef.
Now, let's talk about ground beef. We have not thawed meat, people. That's why I like taco salad, because you can do it from frozen.
Yes, you can.
The way I do it is, this might be a tip for you. I never buy meat in big 3 or 5 pounds. I even if it costs me a little more, I'll always buy it in 1 pound little rolls, or because it's so much quicker to thaw. So you can put 2 or 3 in a pan, put the lid on, which gets it done fast, and then go back to it every few minutes and just, you know, scrape it and stuff.
Yeah, you scrape it.
Yeah.
The good old scrape.
The good old frozen scrape, mate. Yeah. It'll be done in, you know, a good 15 probably,
hey,
from frozen to done.
From we are not talking here at this podcast about the special schools of how to preserve every nutrient.
No, we're just getting
this
her done.
This is we're ticking off the uh-oh and saying, hey, we did our best.
Yes.
Okay, so with taco salad, I don't do it with the corn chips. I buy organic corn chips for my children because I like corn to be non-GMO. You know, yeah. Big Whoop Aldi's has it for pretty cheap blue corn chips. But my husband and I just take a wassa.
Yeah, so you do your taco salad as an S meal usually.
Yeah,
so
I do S meal. Yeah.
Cheese.
Oh, yeah, the sour cream. I'm not much of a sour cream person, but my husband loves that. Yeah. And the tomatoes and the jalapenos.
Okay, I would
and the
like to know, Serene.
And the I actually also have sliced cabbage because it allows for crunch.
Oh, nice.
Yes, and if you ever
so you
go
do
to
sliced lettuce and cabbage.
And if you go to ever go to Trader Joe's, am I allowed to say this on this podcast? They have these Norwegian gluten-free seed crackers. They're only 3 grams of carbs for one big thick cracker, and they're so crunchy. They're crunchier than corn chips.
Yeah, you're always eating those.
Yeah, so I put those on my S taco salad, and that's really
yummy. And so, but I just want to ask you about, because I'll describe my e-taco salad now. You are a purist. I never see you eat. Sometimes I do if I make something like regular grated cheddar cheese. You're always like, give me some really aged Gouda or a raw cheese.
I'm going to my fridge and grating my aged Gouda on it. My children don't love that. They love the regular old cheddar. So that's what the family has. And I have my little tweaks on the side, you know?
All right, great. Okay, so Serene said and honestly, I'm having taco salad once a week in my house because I have these uh-oh moments all the time. Serene did the S one. So let's just go through it. If you're a Trim Healthy Mama beginning, let's just go through it. You're going to brown your meat. You're going to have chopped lettuce or cabbage or both. You can have chopped tomatoes. You can have olives. You can have grated cheese, sour cream, and salsa.
And I like to have a few black beans, organic canned black beans.
Yeah, just less than a quarter of a cup if you want to do an S. But for your children, of course, pile those on. Get them
a crossover. That's the way that this meal becomes inexpensive for my large lot,
too. Yes, me too.
Yeah, and so I usually like to prepare the beans from scratch myself. But this is there's no beans.
There's no beans prepared at this point.
No, so I always have some cans of organic black beans. There, buy them at Aldi's, they're real cheap.
And I agree, you can do way less meat, you know, which is a little more expensive if you use more beans, and the beans fill the children up.
Yeah,
I pour so many beans on my children's taco salad plate and they love them.
Yeah, they're not hungry afterwards, and then they need less corn chips too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so Serene gave you an S taco salad. I'm going to give you an E. Same principle, but do a 96 at least percent lean meat at the beginning, like a turkey. But if you don't have that, because this is venison, you can use actual beef if that's all you've got, but rinse it well under hot boiling water once it's browned, and that gets that meat out, that gets that fat out, so you're left with lean meat. Now you can do a whole bunch
more
beans.
That's a good superfood trick. I don't know if you read it in our book. It's an incredible superfood trick because you can take regular old Walmart meat, get rid of all that hormone,
the toxins are in the fat,
Fat, and then you can, for an S, you just replace it with healthy coconut oil. But for an E, like this purpose,
for an E,
just leave
the fat out. And I find I also don't need as much of the beef because I'm doing more beans with the E.
Yes.
And beef is so high in protein anyway. You just have a little bit and then you got more beans for the protein anyway. Mm-hmm. So I really load up on the beans. You can do a little corn if you want to. And then keep your dressing lean. So what I do is just on my lettuce, I'll put my little bit of meat and then my beans, maybe some corn. I'll do lots and lots of fresh tomatoes.
Do you use Greek yogurt for a sour cream?
Yes, Greek yogurt. You don't know the difference.
Yeah.
I love a Greek yogurt on my E. And then you can top it with some baked corn chips.
Oh,
it's delicious.
So good.
It's filling.
Yeah.
And the children love it too.
Love it.
And of course, the children's become a crossover because they can put grated cheese on theirs.
And if you're diabetic and you can't handle corn flour stuff at all, say for some reason, maybe there's many that can, just crack up your wasses.
Exactly.
The rye is a lot slower to be digested.
And we talked about rye in a couple of weeks ago on our podcast.
I love it, Pearl.
Yes.
Let's try
okay.
That.
So who's next?
The next one for me is
What are we up to? How many was that? That was number three.
And it was a three with a twist.
Three with a twist.
Number four. It's going to sound like good old birthright porridge or something, but lentil soup.
No, you go, Serene. Oh. You go, girl.
Actually, the way I make it is quick because I use the red lentils and they smush up in no time, especially if you get her broiling. You know? Mm-hmm.
So what we're saying, you're thinking lentil soup and it's 5:30 in the afternoon. Yes, lentils are one of the legumes that actually don't really require rinsing.
And I tell you what, my family
soaking,
is
you know,
a fluff family. If there is something to call the fluffs, it will happen.
And
in
by
our
fluffs,
family.
She means the toots.
But and so I always like to, that's why I prepare most of my beans from scratch. I like to soak them overnight and rinse the water so many times and blah, blah. With this lentil soup, I never hear a toot. Nary a toot.
Nary a toot.
So the
if
red
Danny
lentils.
Was here, he would be going to town on
yeah,
that.
So the red lentils, and I just, I do four pounds of lentils because I'm cooking for heaps of people. And when I make a soup, I want it for leftovers. I want it for lunch the next
day.
Okay,
so everybody, you can just
a pound.
Half that or quarter it. Yeah. Pound is fine.
Yeah, I'm telling
you
what. But anyway, I there's actually a recipe in the book. If you have the book, it's a Moroccan trade winds trimmy bisque.
Yes.
And so I put the spices in. You don't have to. You could just do salt and pepper.
Yes.
Onion powder, garlic powder, some sliced up onions, whatever. You don't have an onion, who cares? Don't.
But the lentils with water, and it's about for your pound of lentils, you're doing about a quart and a half of water.
Then I take frozen chicken breasts and stick them in a pot next to the lentils. Yes. And I bring it to the boil and then I turn it down and they're simmering while the lentils are simmering. Then I sieve out the water of the chicken breast and get one of my daughters to just kind of hold the fork in the hot breast on one side and she just chops it up. I throw that in there. So I've got my yummy meat protein. This is kind of an E.
Yeah.
And then I actually, why it's called trimmy bisque, because I put some hot water in with the in a blender with a little gelatin or collagen, some kind of like good bone stocky kind of protein. Put a little bit of fat, enough for like a teaspoon per bowl.
Yes.
Of ghee, coconut oil, butter, whatever you want. And I trimmy that up with some, you know, more flavorings that I'm going to put in the pot. And so this creaminess goes into the lentil soup. So it doesn't feel like water and lentils. It gets to be very, just more of a rich
and
flavor.
And I love Serene's trimmy, Moroccan winds trimmy bisque. But hey, If you think, oh, I don't have that collagen, I don't have gelatin.
You don't need it.
Just lentils and water actually gets lovely and thick, and it's fine.
And my children have it with buttered toast.
Yes.
They love it in a glass of milk. And I just love my Moroccan trade winds trimmy bisque just by itself. But if you don't have the book, just make it simple like we said. And then, or just maybe like a wasa
or
on the top.
Or you could do a little side salad with a lean dressing.
Oh, yes.
You're an E. And of course, children are going to put grated cheese for a crossover.
But what am I talking about? Pearl is a famous lentil soup maker of all time.
No, I was trying to put myself in there.
After I've had a baby, nearly every time, she will bring me a big pot of lentil soup for my family. And it's delicious.
I'm telling you, we've said this before. When Serena and I first started this plan, you know, we were pole girls. And we were, I'm talking more than penny pinching. We were hard up for money. And lentil soup is what my children grew up on. They look back on it so fondly. It's the cheapest meal you can make.
Now, I put the chicken in it because I love it. And that's because I have frozen chicken a lot because I have a deep freezer.
But I never did it. I never put the chicken in.
Because you're too poor for that.
Yeah.
But anyway, say you don't have the chicken. Not every meal has to be the perfect amount of protein, especially if you do have some gelatin on hand and you want to put that in with a trimmy bisque.
Or put some collagen in.
That's what I mean, collagen, gelatin, anything so that you're adding like more of a bone stock in that way. And the lentils have some protein. It'll just be a lighter protein meal. You're going to live. It's going to be better than
this is uh-oh, remember.
Bringing Chinese home.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
I think it's my turn. This is so yummy. You can do this for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, but I actually love it as a dinner. Fried collie rice with soft-boiled eggs.
Oh, yum.
I've actually shared this on the Facebook post, and I just did a little picture.
Did you get that from me? Mm-hmm. I did a video way back when at your house.
I don't know. I just thought it was my own brain, but maybe it was from a video.
You're stealing thief.
This is so good for din din. Okay, you might think about it for breakfast, but it's so nourishing and warming for dinner, and children love this. I love to have, like, if you've got a bag of frozen cauliflower rice or two, just have them already done. If you don't have them already done, and by done, I mean you put them in a saucepan and you put the lid on, maybe a couple of tablespoons of water, they just cook because they release their own liquid. Mm. And so you don't really need to add a bunch of water.
Or drain. Do a
drain. No, it just actually there's directions on the back of the collie rice packets.
And follow those because I've done my own directions out of my own head and had some really al dente weird crunch
You don't
stuff.
Want al dente. No, here's the key. I don't want you to have al dente cauliflower rice. It's got to be nice and mushy. It's got to be soft. And by mushy, don't be turned off by that. It's delicious. Okay, so anytime you go to the grocery store and you see collie rice, please buy it because you will be using it.
Yes,
just cook it up, leave it in the fridge, and it basically takes 15 minutes to cook.
So
okay,
good.
So let's just say we didn't have it in the fridge, so we're going to cook that. Now, while you're doing that, put some eggs in a we're going to soft boil some eggs. And Leslie here, oh my goodness, our British Leslie.
British.
She knows how to do poached eggs, but that's another story.
Oh, she's amazing. We're going to have a video of that.
But soft boiled eggs, my soft boiled ones are about 8 minutes, 7 to 8. Some people like them 6, but I don't like them runny inside. I like them almost done. You could do them fully, like a 10-minute boiled egg, but I like a 7 to 8 minute egg where they're just still delicious. So put your cauliflower rice in your big skillet. Now season it. Salt, pepper, nutritional yeast.
Nutritional yeast, amen. I almost can't cook without it.
Coconut oil or butter. Get some fat in there. We're going to make this an S, and it's going to be a good S. I want it sustaining you, and you're feeling like this is good tucker, right? Boil your eggs. When they're done, just peel them as Serene's trick. Throw them into a cold ice bath with water,
and then the peels will come right off. Bring the eggs to the boil in the water.
No.
You gently place the eggs in rolling boiling water.
Yes.
And that way it shocks the membrane under the skin. And then when you're ready after about whenever Pearl said, okay, then you put them in a bowl filled with ice water. Ice.
Yes.
You actually have to see the ice.
Yeah, you do.
Then
so quickly.
Yes, you leave them sit for 5 minutes, but then the peels almost fall off when you just run.
But I don't like to leave them for a long time because I still like them warm on my collie rice.
What I say, and it's kind of very, very interesting, I don't know, everyone's personality is different, but for my personality, if the yolk is at all soft, I have to have it warm.
Yeah, me too. If it's soft, it has to be warm.
Otherwise, it's a booger. Otherwise.
It's gross. Okay, so just put a plate down of your collie rice. Now, if you have children, you can also have a bowl of other whole grain rice and mix it in with the collie rice.
Yeah, and then they won't even know they're having cauliflower.
They won't know. I promise you they won't know. And then put your eggs
on. But don't write to her if they do know.
Yeah, I know. Put your eggs on top, your soft-boiled eggs. You can have two or three. You can have three eggs.
Please.
It's dinner time. Put some salt and pepper on them and drizzle some more olive oil or a good olive oil.
Ooh,
a good oil.
Get that fat in. And it's not just about being sustained. It's about your hormones being absolutely nourished. It's about honoring your body and it's about anti-aging and it's about your hair and skin being just so healthy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's a good meal. I might have it tonight because I have not sorted out my meal tonight yet.
Well, while we're on the, and this is what I did last night. I had an uh-oh moment last night.
Yeah. What number are we on?
I don't know. I forgot to count.
Forgot.
But this is the, while we're on the subject of hard-boiled eggs or boiled eggs that were soft-boiled. I do a hard-boiled egg usually, but if we don't have any eggs, I have a few cans of tuna. We'll do it with tuna, but I do a salad bar night. It's just quick. If I have a bit of a quarter of a cabbage in there, I bring it out, I slice it up. If I have a few halves of tomatoes in my fridge, I bring them out, I dice them up. Whatever's in there, it's clean the fridge out. If there's a few olives in there, we bring them out, we whatever there is.
Yeah.
And we have the yummy big bowl of salad, the greens, put the olive oil out there. Don't make a dressing. You don't have to. Put the balsamic out, put the soy sauce, put the mineral salt, put the nutritional yeast, put little, do you have nuts, you know, peanuts, sesame seeds, whatever. Just put it all out there
cubes
and the children
cheese.
Make their own. Yeah, cubes of cheese. They love it. My children love
so
build your
protein
salad
is
night.
Either the boiled eggs,
the boiled eggs
or
tuna.
The tuna.
Yeah.
What cheap ingredients, inexpensive.
Oh, and we had last night and my husband looked at me and said, I really enjoy a salad.
Yeah.
And he hates salad usually. Because, well, if he has a choice to have it or not, yeah, he doesn't have it. But when it's the special night and he,
what was the difference making having a husband say that he likes salad? What's the difference psychologically? Is it because it's set out on a bar?
Yeah, it was just like it was an event. It wasn't just like some kind of side that he had to have. It was just kind of like it was, I don't know, it was big for him. It was nice and hearty. But he was really in love with it. So, yeah.
Oh, that's a good. So yeah, we'll call that salad bar night.
Salad bar night.
Okay.
Hey, if you don't have a tuna, you just have some leftover chicken breasts, or you just have deli meat, whatever. It's just such a, just you just got to get some protein in there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so my next one is, I call it sandwich night. I don't know, it says easy. I love to do a sandwich for dinner, but here's my trick. It always has to be heated. So even if I'm doing an E, and I'm going to tell you how to do an E, it's always hot in the pan because dinner time, I like something hot. And even if I'm having a salad, my chicken or my protein has to be hot.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm feeling like I'm having lunch. Dinner has to be hot for me.
Wow.
And so my sandwich has to be hot.
Yes.
And so I'll go certain ways. And, you know, my children love a good sandwich too.
Yeah.
For dinner. And then you can have the sides depending on what you're eating. But if, let's say, you've got sprouted bread and you're going to make an E sandwich.
Yeah.
So I just get lean turkey breast, light Laughing Cow, spread it on the both sides of the sandwich. Then I get just a tiny, tiny bit of grated cheese. So you're not going over your fat quota. And but then you really need to make it luscious. So put some sliced tomato in there or something, because you don't want to dry. Onion, tiny bits of onion, maybe even some spinach. So good.
Yeah.
And then I spray my pan, put the sandwich in. Or if you've got a big pan, do the multiple, you know.
So you're not using this because you're cooking this. You're heating it, yes.
I'm heating this and I want things to melt.
Mm.
I even put the lid on.
So that little bit of cheese is helping this sandwich to kind of get all good and melty.
Congeal, and it feels fatty. It's
and
not.
The Laughing Cow is part of that.
The Laughing Cow is melting. The tomato is oozing.
Whoa,
everything's starting to feel like it's got a lot of fat, but it doesn't. And then it comes out and it's hot. And then it's so yummy, and I'll do a side salad
and
with the lean dressing.
And you're using Ezekiel bread here.
I am.
Yeah.
I like the Ezekiel, the sesame Ezekiel, the green package. It's so delicious. But if I want an S sandwich, I'll usually, you know me, I'm a drive-thru Sue, I'll do a Joseph Peter.
Right.
And then I'll
put – because this is no special ingredients.
Yeah.
All, no. But if you had special ingredients, that wonderful white blended bread of pearls is so
quick. Oh, yeah,
quick. And
absolutely.
And so we're talking time here. You don't have time for the whole thing to bake. You just put it in like a pizza tray.
Yep.
And you just slice your bread that way.
Exactly. So, but then you can do more fat. You can do more cheese if you're using the Joseph, or you can do a Wonder Wrap if you're so
Wonder inclined. Wraps are my go-to because they're so quick, and all you have to have is a few egg whites in the fridge.
But most of us, you see, at this point, it's 5:30 or 6. We're not going to make up a bunch of Wonder Wraps. That's why I'm saying the two obvious choices.
Yeah, that's so true, Pearl.
And my children, they love a toasted sandwich. So that's my, I'll call that toasted sandwich night.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was so
good.
Go,
Serene.
My turn. Super salmon patties.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on. I mean, they're just so simple.
Are in the book, but let's tell the ingredients.
And I do them a little bit differently from the book, too, now. I just, you know, it's just how many children you have in the family, or if you're just a single person, whatever. It's just how many cans of salmon you want. You may only use half a can of salmon if you're just by yourself. I use about four or five.
And I'm a two.
Yeah.
So you can tell by the difference of a family. So.
And then I just put in a bunch. I put hot sauce.
Yeah, but how many
powder,
eggs per can, 15-ounce can, you have about one egg per can, I think.
Yeah, about one egg.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really matter. If you put in more,
no,
it doesn't
you
matter.
You can't mess these up.
Because eggs fritter up. They solidify up. And I actually put in a tablespoon of baking blend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you don't have baking blend,
per can,
do not worry.
No.
You can use
little wasser.
Little wasser or rolled oats.
Just a little bit
because they've got carbs. But
right.
Just, you know,
enough
you can
to make this the patty
quarter
kind
cup.
Of firm.
Yeah, it's fine.
Nothing. And I get the pan nice and good with coconut oil. Ooh, because this is going to be an S. That little bit of grain.
Do you put
just
onion
enough.
In there?
Onion powder. You could put sliced onion.
I do like it.
Yeah, you could. That'd be great. And you just fry them up on the side. And then I usually have a girl doing that while I make the homemade ketchup. And all
that is
you put the tomato paste, a couple of cans in your blender, and you put about half a cup of apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
And you put a few dunks of stevia or whatever sweetener you have, a bit of sweet blend. And then black pepper, onion powder. Salt, and then whiz it around and add enough water to get it to that perfect ketchup consistency. It's delicious.
And on the side of these salmon patties, you
I have them like that with salad. I dip my patties into the ketchup and have a salad on the side. My children love to put it in bread and make sandwich.
Okay.
And they can have
See,
salad
when
too.
I do salmon patties, I like to have like steamed broccoli with butter on the side or something
and
like
And what
that.
I do is as I'm making them, I just stick them in the oven on a plate so they stay warm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to sort of do them in batches when you've got a big family. Yeah. If you don't have a big family, you'll be done in one. If you've got a large skillet, you'll be done in one go.
Yeah.
And do you notice something about everybody listening? You notice Serena eats a lot of fish, eh? Almost everything she's saying is like tuna or salmon or sometimes I think we're doing a bunch of recipes and we forget about fish, but fish is so important.
Yeah, I'll so funny. We created these recipe books, but this is not to diss the recipe books because I think they're fantastic. Do you use your recipe book?
Yeah, I do.
I do. But how often?
Well, most of the time I'm just doing my sweatpants meals, which these meals are, which
Yeah.
So I'm not No, I mean, the I'm point not being doing is, a lot of recipes.
The point being is you don't have to be a gourmet cook every night.
No, you don't.
Usually my life is uh-oh.
Well, you see, we put some of the uh-oh recipes in the books, so that's why I refer to them. Oh, how much should I put of that in sometimes?
Yeah.
But
our life is
uh-oh.
Is wonderfully, joyfully, chaotically hectic.
Yes.
I hate to pronounce that of myself, but it is very busy. And so we just, it's just get her done meals, but they're delicious.
Oh, they're so good. Quick. And if you're not going to, you don't have to make the ketchup that Serene just said. I never make ketchup when I do super salmon patties.
Great.
I just.
You like them with hot sauce?
Yeah, I like them. I do. I don't even know what I have. I just think I eat them with a salad and I don't know. I just like them.
I like them. And they're so healthy because you've got the bones in there from the canned salmon, the wild canned salmon.
Yeah. Don't let that put you off, though.
I can take the baby. My baby's doing a quiet. Our sweet co-producer Leslie has been holding Solly because she's getting opinionated these days.
Yeah, Solly is.
Come here.
Hey, now what about, I don't know how many we've done, but we've got time for one more, Serene, or two. But what about breakfast for dinner?
Oh, breakfast for dinner.
And then, so you can even, I mean, you can do scrambled eggs, you can do bacon, and then, you know, whatever low-carb bread you have, but I don't worry about the bread.
Yeah.
I just do that. And I love pancakes, actually.
Pancakes.
Pancakes for dinner.
So easy.
They're so easy.
Which ones do you make?
Well,
the cottage?
Yeah, although if I'm having, like, eggs and bacon for dinner, I will make the ones with our baking blend.
Yeah.
And they're in the book.
But that's special ingredients, but that's
all
right.
Yeah, I know. So let's not talk about that then. Let's do the E, and they're not special ingredients. So Trim Healthy Pancakes are great for dinner. And then you can do a couple of slices of turkey bacon. Maybe some egg whites on the side.
And if you don't have the book, you can look it up online.
It's one cup of cottage cheese, one cup of egg whites, and one cup of oats.
Yes.
Blend it together with a little vanilla and a little stevia sweetener.
Yummy. And then you get your
baking
mix.
Baking powder, 2 teaspoons.
And then you get your berry mix.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you thaw it out in a pot real quick because this is
you're
not waiting.
You can do that, but I don't even do that. While this is a trick. While my griddle is heating, I put a dinner plate with berries underneath it. It slides underneath it like you get a really low plate, and the heat from the griddle
But what I'm saying
them.
Is if all you have is a mix that has big fat strawberries in it, you're going to have to put
that.
It in the pot.
Yeah.
And then if you have time or if you have somebody there and you don't have to do this, and if you have the one special ingredient, glucky, you just throw a little bit of water in the pan, a little bit of glucky, whisk it in, throw some vanilla and some gentle sweet, is it?
Yes. Yeah, it doesn't matter
what
sweet.
And if you have caramel flavoring or whatever or maple flavoring, you can make your own syrup. It's delicious.
Okay, so I think that was either 9 or 10. Do you have
with
one
Greek
more,
yogurt.
Though?
Well, I make Thai lullaby trimmy bisque all the time.
That
but
sounds
you don't
like a name. You're cheating.
I know. It's in the book, but I want to tell you how quickly you can do it. You got coconut milk cans? Throw it in your pot.
Okay.
Or do you have some frozen chicken? You can do what I was doing with the lentil soup. You just quickly bring it to a boil, cover them with water, the chicken breast, bring it to boil, and then turn it down, simmer until they're tender, and then put them through a colander, and then just slice them up. They're hot, they're boiling, but you hold a fork in one side and the knife in the other, and you just quickly slice them up, and you throw it in the coconut milk. But if you don't have
that, you're putting coconut milk in a pot?
Yes. Now, but if you don't have the chicken and you have canned salmon, throw in canned salmon, that's even quicker.
Okay, but I'm not understanding. Let's see, I've never seen the Trim Healthy Table book. Coconut milk with what? Chicken stock?
Or water?
How much?
Well, it just depends on how many you're making this for. Just a couple. If you're just doing it for a smaller family, a couple of cans of coconut milk, maybe two
quarts of water or
okay, that's
two.
That's still a big family. She doesn't know what a small family
one
is.
One quart of chicken stock with two, maybe. Okay. And then or if you don't have chicken stock, you put hot water in a blender, add a bit of nutritional yeast, add a little bit of collagen or gelatin mm-hmm. and your little bit of coconut oil or something, and you're making a trimmy.
Okay.
Blend it up, pour it back in. And then you just
What do you season with?
Well, I like to have on hand kitchen Thai or Taste of Thai. It's like a green curry or a red curry. But it's not really a special ingredient. You can buy it at Walmart.
No, everyone has that.
Yeah.
Much do you put in?
I make cauldrons, Pearl.
Yeah.
But if you were going to put it in, just try a teaspoon at a time until you get the right flavor. And a little bit of fish sauce. It says it has sugar in it, but there's like hardly any carbs. It's like one of those things
salt.
Like mayonnaise. Oh, yeah, mineral
seasoned
salt.
To taste.
Yes, onion powder, garlic powder, squeeze of lemon always, a little gentle sweet always, mm-hmm. you know, because it gives it that like little sweet off kick. Thai food often has that. And
so
I throw in broccoli
chicken
and cauliflower.
Soup is actually, it sounds so labor intensive, but it's actually an oatmeal.
Oh, it's 20 minutes. It's no more than 20 minutes from start to finish.
Oh, because you're cooking the chicken the same time as you're heating the veggies. What veggies do you throw in?
Frozen. Anything, just frozen.
Cauliflower.
Frozen cauliflower,
any
broccoli.
Bag of veggies.
Yeah, snap peas. Anything, they'll be fresh.
Sounds amazing. I've never done that as an
Thai
meal.
Soup is...
I've always thought, that sounds so... I'm never going to make that. That's so labor
And if you
intensive.
Have any trim healthy noodles in the cupboard, then you just put them through the colander, cut them up a little bit with scissors and throw those in. I tell you what, I have the... Thai, lullaby trimmy bisque.
Let's just call it Thai chicken soup.
I put matcha in it too. Sorry. My children go to sleep perfectly fine. Gives it that little bit boost of antioxidants and it's just incredible.
You don't need to, but that's amazing. So I can make Thai chicken soup tonight in 20 minutes for my uh-oh meal.
Yes. Really, you can actually make it in 10 if you want to do it with canned salmon.
Oh my goodness.
It's just enough time for the frozen.
I'm going to go put in 2 cans of coconut milk, light or heavy?
Are you heavy?
The full fat one.
Full.
And then I'm going to put some chicken stock or water.
Yeah.
And then seasonings. And
if you're doing water, you make the trimmy. You make the trimmy.
And my other.
You put a little bit of protein, whether it's collagen or gelatin, a little bit of an oil.
Yeah.
Right? Like you're making a trimmy in your coffee and you do it with hot water and you just. Yeah. Trimmy.
Got it. So while that's heating up with my frozen veggies, I'm poaching some chicken next to it. Then I cut up the chicken, add it to that.
Yes.
Put in my curry and my fish sauce, if I have any. I don't have fish sauce.
Yeah, onion powder, garlic powder,
and
a little gentle sweet, a little.
And so you just have the soup. The kids probably have what? Toast with it? Oh, the kids have rice with it, I bet.
Total rice. And if we don't have time to make it rice because we don't have rice, and so now, it's just toast and butter for them.
Mm.
And I just love it just the way it is. Bowls
amazing.
And bowls and bowls.
Okay, that's awesome. Time for our superfood spotlight.
Trim Healthy Mama. Superfood. Spotlight.
So it is only befitting, since we've been talking about salmon on these uh-oh meals, that it is our star today.
Hey, it's an uh-oh cupboard, like back of the cupboard. There's always a can of salmon in my house, at least.
Yeah,
what about you,
mine
Pearl?
Too. Absolutely.
Because I always, when I go grocery shopping, I think, I might make salmon patties this week. And many times I may not make them.
Right. So
they're always there. I've got like 12 cans in there now, I bet. So I love salmon. Everybody knows it's high in omega-3s, which lowers your inflammation in your body. But, you know, it's also high in B vitamins.
Well, guess what? It is the highest, though, of all.
B vitamins, though, control inflammation, too, you see. It's amazing. It's vitamin B12, vitamin B9, B6, B5, B3, B2, B1. It's loaded with the Bs.
That means antidepressive.
Yes. It's the happy fish.
It's the happy fish for more ways than one because, Serene, it is one of the highest, actually the highest food source of DMAE. You know what DMAE is? It's called dimethylethanolamine. Oh, okay, I butchered that. But
just to say DMAE.
The richest form in the world is actually found in sockeye salmon,
yes,
you know, because it's so
color.
Bright. But DMA firms and lifts your skin and brings tone to your whole body.
Yes. Now, there was a Dr. Perricone who was a dermatologist doctor, anti-aging doctor, and he would say the more salmon that you can eat, the more you're
it's your beautifying food for your skin.
You're helping yourself age gracefully.
But we were talking about the B vitamins, but it is also essential for the brain health, this DMAE, especially for children that suffer from hyperactivity or what they term ADD or things like that, because it causes the ability of the brain to be able to concentrate, to be able to slow down.
DMAE is just absolutely essential. You know, you can buy it in supplement form, but why not just eat it? Anytime you eat something in a whole food source, your body knows a lot more what to do with it.
Yeah, I just love it. It's super high in potassium too, which of course helps with blood pressure.
Yes. And they say just one. Imagine if you're eating it more, but just one serving a fish a week, heart disease is significantly reduced. So what happens if you're doing it 2, 3, 4 times?
Exactly. I absolutely love it. Selenium too, Pearl. It's loaded with selenium.
Oh, and we need selenium, what for? Our thyroid serene. Yes. To run properly. Mm-hmm. Selenium protects against all forms of cancer too.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And it probably being a fish, an ocean fish, there'll be some naturally occurring iodine, correct?
Well, there is. It's a really good form
and
of iodine.
And so iodine and selenium should be had together.
Absolutely. If you're hypo, and if your thyroid's not working properly, and if you've got, you know, antibodies showing in your blood work, get you some salmon. Now, I know that a lot of people think, Serena and I do a lot of canned salmon, but we also do frozen. Fresh salmon is going to be expensive. It's sort of out of our budget when we've all got families.
No, I can't do it. But you know when I like to do that? When I go to a restaurant.
Yeah, in a restaurant, I'm doing fresh. And, you know, you do want wild caught if you can. But if you can't, you're still getting a really good source of protein.
I just get... what is it? Vitamin P. When I go to a restaurant, even if it's farm raised, and I'm a bit of a purist, but I'm just like, you know what? There is purism to my P too.
Pleasure. Vitamin P is pleasure she's talking about, but pleasure and purism because it's good for
Because I know a lot of purists, and I used to be one myself, that are just like peed off purists. I've never used that word in my life, so I couldn't really bring myself to say it full.
She's saying the P-I-S-S-E-D.
Yeah, and they're just always just seeing the negative. The world is falling apart. The soil is depleted. Yeah. Nothing is good enough. And I have to bring my rucksacks into the Whole Foods market and never touch a piece of plastic. And the whole, it's just so negative and they're so unhealthy. Mm. So in my purism, I like to throw a lot of vitamin P in there, which means there might be some farm-raised restaurant visits.
Ah, yes. It's okay. But you know what? Let's get people over the whole problem with canned salmon in the bones, okay? I used to be weirded out by it too. You know, you pour the canned salmon out and out comes the skin, which is the best part of the salmon for you. And then these tiny little bones which mash up beautifully and you think, yuck. No, that's where the goodness is. That's where all the good calcium and all the trace minerals and minerals all are. So just when you're making these super salmon patties, and just look those up, Google them, because we put the recipe out before. If you Google super salmon patties, they will come up.
And if you want to just put an extra superfood and you have a little bit of special ingredients in your cupboard, you can throw some collagen into the batter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Add to those bones.
I know. But just mash them up. The bones are going to go away. Stop being scared of them. You won't know they're in there. No. And don't tell your children.
Nope.
Please don't. But please do eat salmon. Oh, my goodness. Trim off your mama.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.